All right, so we'll see. We left off. Bottom of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The three lines are from the bottom. Actually, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Huda. Shlosha Tzrichin Shimur. Rabbi Huda said there are three people who require an extra measure of Shimur, protection. Now, when he says protection over here in general, whenever we see this in the Gemara, it means from Shaitan. Shaitan. So three people who require additional Shemira from Shaitan, the Elohim, these are they. Chola, Chosan, Vekalo. Chola is someone who's sick, Chosan, and Kalo. Different reasons. Chosan and Kalo because they're enjoying Mazel. Whenever a person enjoys some type of incredible life event, so the Shaitan are there to try to knock a person down. And a Chola because Rashi points out that Isra Mazle, that Halach Lamaise, his Mazel has been compromised. Just before we go on, the Shir this morning is sponsored by the Bakes. In memory of Mrs. Baig's mother, Rei Zaleya Basrav Zalman, and we hope that in the merit of our common Torah, her Hashem will have an aliyah. Okay, so they need additional shmir. Masnisa Tana, so the Gemara is a different version of this as well. Chaya Chosan Vekala. So others say, Chola Chaya Chosan Vekala. So same three as before, but this one adds in a Chaya. Chaya is a woman who's just given birth. Essentially, is in the same category. Meaning, the reason why it wasn't mentioned in the previous version is simply because she's subsumed under chola. Okay, v'yesh omrim af ovel. Others say an ovel is included as well. V'yesh omrim af tamidi chachamim balayla, and others say even tamidi chachamim at night. V'amr Rav Yehuda shloshet dvarim ha'ma'arich bahen ma'arichin yamal gushnos shaladam. Rav Yehuda said there are three things that if you protract or elongate them, they will protract or elongate your days and your years. What are they? Hamarich b'tzvila, so someone who spends a lot of time davening. Hamarich al shulchano, someone who spends a lot of time at their table for their meal. V'hamarich b'veis akise, someone who spends a lot of time in the bathroom. So the Gemara says, Hamarich b'tzvila, so mal, you see, is that to say that someone who spends a lot of time davening, that's a good thing? V'hamar b'chia bar abba amram yochanan, kol hamarich b'tzvila, so ma'ayin basof balidei ke'iv leiv. So Rav Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan, that whoever elongates their tefillah, uma'ayin ba, Rashi points out over here, ma'ayin ba, omer belibo shete asa bakashasa lefishe spala bakavana. So a person says, that was such a good tefillah, there is no way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to answer it. Right? It's so clear to me that God's going to answer that. So what does the Gemara say? Sof bali de cave lake, you come to a lot of heartbreak if you take that approach. Shne emar, tocheles mumushacha machal aleiv. Because literally the pasuk says, tocheles mumushacha means a protracted prayer brings to sickness of heart, right? A heartbreak. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak, shlosha dvarim maskirin avonos of shel adam. And Rabbi Yitzchak said there are three things that bring up the sin of man in front of the heavenly courts, the Elohim, and these are they. Kir natoi, if you stand in front of a shaky wall, meaning you put yourself in makom sakana. Iun tefila, a person examines their davening and assumes that it's going to go ahead and their prayer is going to be answered because the daven was such good kavana. Umoser din al chaveru l'shamayim, and someone who goes ahead and literally tells God to judge their friend. Meaning a person says that Roni has done something, so in Chash Baruch Hu, you should judge them. When you do that, so the divine court says, all right, if we're going to open up the file on your friend, we're first going to open up the file on you also, if you're so confident. So the Gemara says, so we'll say, the other ones are not a concern. What our concern is right now is the Iyon Tefillah. So the Gemara said before that taking your time to davening for a long time and examining your Tefillah is a good thing. Here we see it's clearly problematic. To which the Gemara says, hello Kasha, it's not a question. So a pretty obvious answer, the Gemara says. One is talking about just taking your time with davening and having kavana. That's ma'arichin lo yama v'shnosav. And the other that speaks of the detrimental effects is the ma'ayin ba. The ma'ayin ba is where a person sits there and waits for their tefillah to be answered because they assume the davening was such great kavana that how could God not go ahead and answer such a tefillah? That's where iyun tefillah is problematic. So the Gemara says, v'hechi avit. So what should you do in order to ensure that you don't come to the situation where you assume that your tefillah is going to be answered? To which the Gemara says, "Demafish parachami." Demafish parachami means add in a lot of supplications into your prayers. That's where you indicate that in reality everything that happens is dependent on God, and therefore you won't go ahead and automatically assume that just because you davened well, your tefillahs will automatically be answered. V'hamarich al shulchanot. Why is it good to take a long time davening, eating, at your meal? Dilma asa anya v'yahile. It's actually interesting because the longer you spend at Shemiel, the higher the statistical probability that a poor person will come, and you'll be able to go ahead and share your meal with them. So the Gemara says, "Dichsiv hamizbeach eitz shalosh amos gavoa uksiv vaydaber elai ze hashulchan asher lifnei Hashem." Actually, very interesting. So in the Navi Yecheskel, where the Navi is described the vision of the Beis Hamikdash in a prophetic dream. So when the Navi first the Navi is given the dimensions about the mizbeach. But then the conversation about the Mizbeach ends off by God saying to Yechezkel, this is the table that will be before God. So the Gemara says, Pasach b'Mizbeach v'siyim b'shulchan. I don't understand. We began with a discussion about the Mizbeach, and then we ended up with a discussion about a table. So the Gemara says, very beautiful Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Amit Tarbayu, calls man shebeis hamikdash, kayem Mizbeach mechaper. So they say like this, as long as the Beis Hamikdash stands, it is the Mizbeach, the altar that provides atonement, Al Yisro. The Achshav, Shulchano Shul Adam Mechaper Lav. And now I will say, it's very beautiful, Gemara, in the absence of a Mizbeach, it's a person's table that's Mechaper for them. Meaning it's Tachnas, it's Archim, it's the ability to be Mahana others from what it is that you have that provides an atonement that we cannot presently get from the Mizbeach. The Amarich Beveis Akisei. And the Gemara said before, if someone who takes their time, spends a long time in the bathroom, so the Gemara says, Mal Yusahi, is that really a good thing? V'hatanya asara dvar mevina sa'adolin de tachtonios. But yet the Gemara said, there are 10 things that cause a person to have hemorrhoids. What are they? Ha'ochel ole kanim. One who goes ahead and eats, literally, arikal ole kanim are leaves of, reed leaves. Alei gifanim, vine leaves, lulave gifanim, shoots from vines, morige behema refers to meat of the animal that's not smooth, meat of the animal that's ridged or that has rings in it, v'shidro shel dag, the spine of a fish, v'dag maliach she'ino avushel, called salpo, and if you have salty fish that's not fully cooked, v'ashose shmari yayin, one who drinks the dregs of wine, v'amekaneach besid ubecharoses, one who goes in and wipes themselves with sid is lime, charosis is a piece of earthenware, v'amekaneach betzror shekanach bo chabero, or you wipe yourself with the stone that your friend used also. Okay? V'yesh omrim afatola atzor besakisi yosimidai. And others say it also applies to one, tola literally means who suspends himself in the bathroom for too long. So we'll say, We're not focused on the previous ideas, not the previous 9. It's the last one that really concerns us, which is it makes it sound like spending too much time in the bathroom is actually detrimental or harmful, not helpful in any way. So which one is it? The Gemara says, Lokashia, Hadim Ma'arich V'tali, Hadim Ma'arich V'lo Tali. One is talking about when you spend a long time and you suspend yourself. One is talking about when you spend a lot of time, you don't. So what does that mean, suspend yourself? Shashi points out, squatting. That if a person is using the bathroom and they're able to sit, so then Ma'arich, taking your time, is beneficial. But if a person has to squat in the bathroom, then halacha lemaisa, spending too much time could be detrimental. In this case, the Gemara says for hemorrhoids. Ultimately, it could be detrimental for one's health. Ki hada amra le'ahu matronisa l'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Eloi. Like the Gemara records a certain conversation that occurred between a matronisa. Matronisa was a Roman noblewoman. And Rabbi Eloi. And what did she say to him? Panecha domim le'megadle chazirim u'lemalavei rivis. She said to him, you look, your face resembles someone who raises pigs and lends with interest. So what does that mean? If you look at Rashi for just a moment, Rashi says, Megadle chazir malavi ribis, schoran malubar below torach, usnechen dechalkam, lekach panehem tzuhuvim. So apparently, it's very little work to be a pig farmer and very little work to lend with interest. So the interest part we understand, because you lend with interest, you don't do anything, and your money makes money. But I guess pigs take care of themselves. I don't know. I roll around the mud, whatever they do. But apparently, it's not very labor intensive. So people who make their parnasa like this look very relaxed, look very happy. Right? It's just like life is good. So this Roman nobleman said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, you look too happy. You look too good. You must be either a person who lends with interest or a pig farmer. Amar la himenusa. Himenusa is a shvua. He said that I swear the didi. Tarvayu asirin. Truth is, both of these things are usher for me. Ella, but I'll tell you why I do look so good. Let me tell you the secret of my good looks. Ella esrim va'arba beisakise ikom ushpizel be'medrasha. So this is very interesting. He says, there are 24 bathrooms, 24, I guess, like outhouses, between my house and the beis medrash. Dichi azilna badikna nafshoi bekulhu. When I go to the yeshiva, I stop at each and every one to make sure that I'm okay, that I don't need to go. So apparently, what he's saying is, he had to leave himself a couple of hours for the commute. But apparently, what he's saying is that halacha lemaisa, I make sure that I always check myself, that if I need to relieve myself, I always take care of my needs in immediate fashion, and because of that, it keeps my body healthy. There are three things. Tonight the Gemara spoke about things that protract the lifespan of man. Now the Gemara is going to speak about things that shorten the lifespan of man. Three things. What are they? Someone who's given a Sefer Torah to read from it, and he doesn't read from it. Someone who's given a cup of wine over which to make a bracha. This, when it says levarich, it usually means like to lead benching. And he doesn't do it. V'hamanig atzmo b'rabonus. Or someone who goes ahead and lords over people, conducts himself in a way that he lords over people. So the Gemara says, Sefer Torah, the cross vein akori. How do we know that if you're given a Sefer Torah to read from and you don't read from it, so it's mekatzer yamav, it truncates your days. D'chsev, ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha. Because it said that Torah elongates your days. Orech yamecha. So the converse of that is, if you don't partake of the Torah, then chas v'shalom truncates your days. Kol shabrach levarech ve'inu mevarech d'chsev, v'avarcha mevarechecha. Kosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that those who bless you, I will bless. Now the assumption is, remember going back to our previous discussion, when you lead benching, remember there is a special yiratzon that you say for the balabais. So essentially, Kosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha to Avraham Avinu, that whoever blesses the offspring of Avraham Avinu will themselves be blessed. So therefore, if I'm given a coast to lead benching, I have an opportunity to bless the balabais. Blessing the balabais ultimately results in blessing for me. So if I don't go ahead and lead benching when offered the opportunity, I lose out on a bracha. V'hamanik atzon b'rabonos, and one who conducts himself in a way that lords over others, shortens it, like, where do we know? Why did Yosef die before his brothers? Because interestingly enough, Yosef lorded over his brothers. Now, over here, the Gemara will come back to this idea, but this is essentially referring to the events leading up to Yosef's revelation to his brothers. This idea where he made them jump through a number of hoops for whatever the reasons were, but that he conducted himself in a way in which he lorded over them. So even though he might have had a machshava tova, wanted to bring them to chew, whatever the cheshbonos were, at the end of the day, because he lorded over them in a heavy-handed fashion, the Gemara says he died before his brothers. There are three things that only happen as a result of divine compassion. And what are they? Melech Tov, a good king, meaning whether or not you have a good ruler, is very much the Ratzon Hashem. Shana Tova, a good year. Now again, generally when you see Shana Tova over here, it usually refers to crops and produce. Chalom Tov, and a good dream. These are all three things that are dependent on God. Melech Tov, d'chsiv, pal gimayim lev melech biyad Hashem. The idea, streams of water, like the heart of the king, is in the hands of God. Shana Tov, d'chsiv, tomid einei Hashem elokech haba, mereishis Hashana ba'ad acharis Shana. So interestingly enough, even though this is dafka referring to Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara understands that it really, in a global level, it refers ultimately to the concept of having a good year is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cholam tov, a good dream, dechsev, v'tachlimeni v'tachayeni. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shlosh ha'dvarim machriz layim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo. There are three things that God himself announces about. The Elohein, and these are they. Ra'av, v'sova, u'parnas tov. It's very similar to the list of three right before. Literally, famine, plenty, and a good leader. Rav dichsev ki kara sham rav, sova dichsev v'krasi el adagan v'erbeisi also, parnes tov dichsev v'yomer Hashem Moshe lemor re'ei karasi b'shem betzalo. So the parnes tov, so the Gemara is using the raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, see that I, God, have appointed betzalo. So this idea that betzalo only came about not through the appointment of Moshe Rabbeinu, but through the appointment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Yitzchak, I just want to point out something interesting. It is fascinating that the Gemara uses Betzalel as the example and not Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Why don't you use? So we'll see why in just a moment. There's a reason why Betzalel is different than Moshe. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ein ma'amid in parnes al tzibor, ela imkin imloch mitzibor. Rabbi Yitzchak says you can't appoint a leader on the congregation unless, of course, you first ask the congregation. Shene emar, Ru'u קרא בהשם בשם בצלאל. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, משה, הגון עליך בצלאל. God said to Moshe, Moshe, are you okay with the appointment of בצלאל? אמר לו ריבונו של עולם, אם לפניך הגון לפני לכל שכן. So Moshe says, God, if it's good with you, it's good with me. אמר לו, אף על פי כן, לך אמור להם. So God says to Moshe, okay, I understand, but nevertheless, I have to ask you, and now I want you to ask the people. I want you to make sure the people are okay with Bezalel. Halach v'amlam l'Yisrael, hagun aleichem Bezalel. So Moshe comes to the Jewish people, he says, tell me, are you okay with the appointment of Bezalel? So this is one of these good moments. Amru lo, they said to him, im lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulefanecha hu hagun, lefaneinu l'kol shekin. So the people said, well, of course, if it's good with you, if it's good with God, what's the shayla? Amar Rav Shlomo bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonasan. Bezalel al shem chachmaso nikra. Bezalel was called, Bezalel's name was the result of his wisdom. Bishah shamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, lech emor leBezalel aseli mishkan aron v'kelim. God says to Moshe, to go to say to Bezalel, go make for me a mishkan, an ark, and utensils. Halach Moshe v'hafach. Moshe Rabbeinu went and he reversed the order. Not intentionally, just reversed the order. V'amalo ase aron v'kelim mishkan. And Moshe said to Bezalel, Bezalel, God told me to tell you to make an ark, utensils, and a mishkan. Amar la Moshe Rabbeinu, min hago shel olam adah bonei bayis v'achkach machnis asocho kelim. So Bezalel says to Moshe, you know it is the normal way of the world that a person first builds a home, and then only you have the home, do you go ahead and fashion the utensils to bring into the home. Va'ata omer li ase aron v'kelim u'mishkan, kelim shani oso lehechan achnisem. So Bezalel says, Moshe, listen, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do, but if you want me to go ahead and build the utensils first, where should I put them once I finish? Shemakach Amar Lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe God told you, Moshe, the following. I say Mishkan Va'aron Kalim. So maybe God really told you a different order, and he told you to go ahead and make a Mishkan and Aron Kalim. Amar Lo, Moshe responded, Shema Betzel Kel Hayisa V'yadata. So Moshe in the sense of Bezalel, I could be that perhaps you were standing in the shadow of God, and therefore you know these things, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu. And this also, another incredible display of Moshe Rabbeinu's humility. Most people don't like to be shown up by someone who they feel is beneath them, right? So here you have Moshe Rabbeinu saying, you know, you're right. And not only that, you clearly must have been standing in the shadow of God because you heard the right instructions. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yodeya, Hayu Bezalel L'tzarif Osio Shnei Ruba and Shemayim Va'aretz. Bezalel knew how to go ahead and literally weave together, to combine together the different letters with which the world was created. Ksiv hacha, vayimali osu ruach halkim b'chachma u'b'tvuna u'b'das. So the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled Bezalel with chachma, tvuna, and das. Uksiv hasam, and it says there, Hashem b'chachma yasad aretz konin shemayim b'tvuna uksiv b'dato tohomos nivku. So the point over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled Bezalel with some of the same wisdom that God used for the creation of the world. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, a very profound idea. Rabbi Yochanan says, God does not give wisdom to somebody who already has wisdom. Shene'emar, because the pasuk says, he's quoting the pasuk from Daniel, Yoiv chachma lechachimin u'minado liyodei bina. God will give wisdom to the wise and understanding to those who understand knowledge. Rav Tachlifa bar Ma'arovav,
Gives wisdom to those who have wisdom already.
Correct. So the idea, now, you know, the Maharsha points out on this, he says, well, isn't there a little bit of a vicious cycle? So how do you get wisdom, right? So where do you get your first little drop? So there are two different possibilities. Either the first little drop you have to get on your own, and the Maharsha says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for us for people who are what's the right word? Self-starters, right? I mean, self-inspired. People who begin on the path, and once you do your Ashtalas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills you with the rest. Or really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking for is a certain midah, that you could be a chacham, you could be the kind of person who's a mevakish even before you acquire the knowledge. But the point over here is ultimately that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just bestow wisdom on anybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows wisdom on people that have made themselves a kli that's capable of receiving divine wisdom. You learn it out from there. We learn it out from here. So he says, we learn out from here because the pasuk says that in the heart of every wise person, I have put wisdom, which indicates that the person is wise even before the wisdom is actually put there.
Amar Rav Chisda. Now we'll say, now the Gemara is going to spend a little bit of time speaking about dreams. So Amar Rav Chisda, kol cholam velo tavas. So Rav Chisda says, any dream is not all that big of a deal, as long as it's not a dream about fasting. You can have any dream you want, as long as it's not a dream about fasting. Apparently, having a dream about fasting, says Rav Chisda, is not a good omen. Va'amar Rav Chisda, chalma delo mishar, ki egarta delo makaria. Rav Chisda said, furthermore, a dream that remains uninterpreted is like a letter that has not been read. Which is another way of saying, look at Rashi. Rashi says, ki egarta delo makaria, lo tov velo ra, shekola chalomos holken achara pitaro. So we'll see Rav Chisda's position, which will become clear on Amadeus, is that the power of dreams lies in their interpretation. So if the dream remains uninterpreted, then essentially the dream remains totally innocuous. Va'asa Rav Chisda, Ramar Rav Chisda, excuse me, lo chama tava mekayim kule, v'lo chama bisha mekayim kule. A good dream is never fully fulfilled, and a bad dream is never fully fulfilled. Va'amar Rav Chisda, chama bisha adif mechama tava. Rav Chisda also said, a bad dream is better than a good dream. Rashi says, "Adif mecham mataba shemevi es adam lidei tshuva." Because when a person has a disturbing dream, that generally motivates a person to do something good. So in that respect, a bad dream is better than a good dream. But Amar Rav Chisda, "Chama bisha atzivusei misasiyin, chama tava chadvei misasiyin." So Rav Chisda says, when you have a bad dream, the sadness that results from the dream is almost in and of itself, misasi literally means destroys the dream, or detracts from the dream. The idea is that the sadness that you experience from a bad dream can in and of itself be the punishment that the dream foretells, and the good feelings that result of a good dream in and of itself can go ahead and also be the schar of the dream itself. Amar Rav Yosef, chama tava afilu ledidi, Bidichuse mefach chole. So Rav Yosef said, for me, now Rashi points out over here, if you look at Rashi, he says, afilu ledidi, Rashi says, shahaya me'arinayim. Rav Yosef was blind. So Rav Yosef apparently was saying, you know, I don't have all that much simcha in my life. And the truth is, for me, a good dream, the happiness that good dream brings is enough for me. The happiness, the literally means like the jocular nature, the happiness that results, the fachile is enough for me. Rav Chisda says, a bad dream is even more difficult than lashes. So he quotes from the pasuk, Elokim asa shiru milafanav, that God will make it, that people will fear him. Rabbi Bachana says that refers to a bad dream. When a person has a bad dream, it can literally make them fearful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zechalom Ra, Hanavi Asher Ito Cholom Yisav, and here, now the Gemara is quoting from the Pasuk from Yirmiyo. Hanavi Asher Ito Cholom Yisaper, Cholom Asher Dvarai Ito Yidaber, how long does this go? Yidaber Dvari, Emes malat heaven es habar ne'um Hashem. So here, the point over here that the Gemara is going to point out is v'chim ma'inyan bar v'teven eitzel cholom. So the Navi goes ahead and essentially says that the dream that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave before me is just like the teven and the bar. It's just like the straw, or the chaff, and the wheat. So the Gemara says, ma'inyan bar v'teven eitzel cholom. Why does the Navi mention chaff and wheat in the same sentence as a dream? Ela amar Rabbi Yochanan Shom b'shemen yochai. Kishim she'i efshar lebar below teven, kach I efshar lecholom below dvarim betelim. The same way that you can't have wheat without chaff. The wheat is what you eat. The grain is what you eat. The chaff is stuff you throw away. So to every single dream, the dream itself is like the wheat. It has nonsense, right? It has certain pieces that are just nonsensical. That's the chaff. Amar Abrachya, cholom afa pishem itzasim mekayim kula enom eskayim. So Rav Brachia said that any dream, even if part of it comes true, there's no such thing as a dream that will fully come true. Dichsiv, Minal, and where do we know this? From Yosef, Dichsiv, V'inei HaShemesh V'Hayareach. So remember, in Yosef's dream, original dream, he sees the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowing down to him. Now interestingly enough, the Gemara says, V'ahi Shaita Ime Lo Havas. But amazingly enough, we know that when this dream was fulfilled, which is when Yosef is in Mitzrayim, his mother was no longer alive. So part of the dream was not fulfilled. Of course, Rashi comments that it was fulfilled because Bilhah Bilhah, who raised him like a mother, was there. But all right, but the Gemara says, but literally, when he had the dream, it was referring to his biological mother, and she had died already by the time the dream came to fruition. Rabbi Levi, li'olam yitzapa adam l'chalam tov ad chaf beis shana. This is a beautiful Gemara. Rabbi Levi says, you should wait. If you have a good dream, you should wait up to 22 years for it to come true. So meaning, the window of actualization of a good dream is 22 years. 22 years. The Gemara says, minalan, where do we know that? From Yosef. The Chsiv Ela told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvasei Shana. So we know, when did Yosef have his original dreams? When he was 17 years old, okay? Uksiv Yosef ben Shloshim Shana, ba'amdo lifnei paro. Now we know that Yosef was 30 years old when he stood before Paro. So the Gemara says, min shivsirei ad tlasin kamahavi, tlas sorry. So now we have 13 years in between the time that Yosef dreamed his dream, and he stands before Paro. The Sava, and 7 years of plenty. The Tarti de Kanfan, 2 years of the famine. Ha Chaf Beis. So I will say. So now you have the 13 years in between the time that Yosef had the dream and he came before Paro, right until he was raised. That's 13. Add to that another 7 years of plenty that happened before the brothers came down to Egypt. That's 27. That's 20, thank you, that's 20. And 2 years of the famine, right? Because again, it was only the second year into the famine that the brothers came down, and that's when the dreams came true. So 22 years it took for Yosef's dreams to come true. Ha, chav beis. So the Gemara says, you see from here that you have to wait up to 22 years for a dream to come true. Amar Rav Huna. Li Adam Tov, ein marin lo chalom tov, uli Adam Ra, ein marin lo chalom ra. So what I say, interestingly enough, if you look at Rashi, Rashi has a little bit of a different girsa. Rashi's girsa over here is, take a look at the Isi. It's the second line in Rashi. Li Adam Tov Marin Lo Cholom Ra. Li Adam Ra Marin Lo Cholom Tov. That's Rashi's girsa. That to a good person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows a bad dream. Rashi says, "Kedei sheyidag v'lo yechta," in order that a person should worry and not sin, v'yishchaper lo itzvono, and that his distress about the dream in and of itself would be a kapara. And God shows the bad people good dreams. Kedei l'sam choshiyochel olamo. Let the rasha enjoy his olam hazeh. Let him have a lichtika olam hazeh, because he's not going to have it in olam haba. But I will say again. Well, let's see. So the Gemara goes on. Tanya Nami Hochi, the Gemara supports this. Kol Shnosav Shal David Lo Ra Chalom Tov. All the years of David HaMelech, he never had a good dream. Sad statement. He never had a good dream. The Kol Shnosav Shal Achitofel Lo Ra Chalom Ra. But yet all the years of Achitofel never had a bad dream. Now who is Achitofel? Achitofel was one of David HaMelech's most trusted advisors, who then betrayed him and joined the rebellion of Avshalom. V'haksiv Lo Suna Elecha Ra. But yet it says in Tehillim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that we will not fall into evil, which would seem to indicate that why is it that the tzaddik should not have good dreams also? V'amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Shelo Yaf Hilucha, Lo Chalom Osroim, Velo Hir Hurim Roim. So, and yet Rav Chista Bar Yirmiyah says that what is any lo suna elecha ra'a, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let us fall into having bad dreams and bad thoughts. So you see that part of being a tzaddik is also Kadosh Baruch Hu protects from these negative things. Now the Gemara just expounds the rest of the pasuk. V'nega lo yikrav ba'ohalecha. What does it mean? A nega will never come near your tent. Shelo timatzei ishtecha safek nida b'sha'a sha'ata ba min aderech. The assumption is that a time that a man comes home from a trip, so he's looking forward to being with his wife, so to come home and find one's wife a safek nida. It's interesting enough, the Gemara feels that safek nida is worse than vada nida. If a woman's a nida, she's a nida. A husband reconciles himself to that situation. Safek nida is a man is unsure, so the unsurety is distressing for the man who's come back from a trip. Ella, so we're not worried about the nida part, what we're worried about is the dream part. So you see over here that even the tzaddik is not supposed to have bad dreams. Ella ihu lo chazile, achrini chazule. Ah, so what is it? You're right. It's not the tzaddik himself who sees the bad dream, but rather someone else sees the bad dream about the tzaddik.
So Gemara says, okay. V'chilo chaze ihu ma'al yusahi. So the Gemara says, but if the tzaddik's not seeing the bad dream, if the whole point, if the whole premise over here was that the tzaddik sees the bad dream, it's the bad dream that spurs him to do tshuva, to go ahead, to do more in life. So what good is someone else seeing the dream? V'am Rabbi Zira, kol halon shiva yomim below cholom nikrara. Rabbi Zira said, if someone sleeps for 7 nights without seeing a dream, he's called evil. Shne'emar. So he's quoting over here. He's quoting over here the pasuk from Mishlei. So the pasuk says, "Visaveya yolin vayipakidra." So literally, it's read, "Visaveya." A person will go to sleep satiated and will not be afflicted by evil. Al tukri saveya ela sheva. Don't read it as saveya, but rather read it as sheva, seven. Sheva yolin vayipakidra. If a person sleeps 7 nights without seeing a dream, a person has to be worried about the evil that's going to befall them. Ela hachikar. This is what it means to say. What's the case? The case is where a person sees the dream, but sometimes he doesn't know exactly what it is that he sees. Rashi points out, so what happens? How does the Chazal Baruch Hu balance? So the tzaddik dreams a good dream, because that's what the Chazal Baruch Hu promises the tzaddik, that he'll take care of even his dreams, but he forgets the dream before he wakes up. So he has the simcha of the dream when he experiences it, but doesn't have the simcha upon awakening. The doubt about the dream is what pushes a tzaddik to perhaps do tshuva and to do more, but it doesn't give him the angst of having had a negative dream. So he has the zchus of having a good dream while he sleeps. At least while he sleeps, he enjoys it. When he wakes up, he forgets it, and the lack of knowing what the dream was about is what propels him into positive activity. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, so the Chazal Baruch Hu writes, Amar Rav Huna bar Ami, Amar Rav Pidas, Amar Rav Yochanan, Haroa Chalom v'Nafsha Aguma, Yelech v'Yifterenu b'fnei Shlosha. If someone sees a dream and Nafsha Aguma, so Rashi points out over here, Nafsha Aguma means he's very upset about it. Meaning a person sees a distressing dream. So what should he do? Yelech v'Yifterenu b'fnei Shlosha. Right? He should go ahead and literally have it interpreted in front of three. Yifterena, should he really have it interpreted? V'ha'amar av chista chamad lo mifshar ki igar tidil mekariya. But we saw Rav Chista Naaman Aleph said what? That an uninterpreted dream is like an unopened letter. Meaning one would think that if you have a chashash, that maybe the dream was not a good dream, then what? Leave it alone. Dafka, don't get it interpreted. Because again, it's just like you're leaving it in the envelope. And if you leave it on the envelope, it can't do anything to you. So the Gemara says, no. This is what it means. Ela Eima, bless you. Ela Eima Yativenu Bifnei Shlosha. Rather, what should you do? You should make the dream good in front of three. How do you do that? Leisi Tlasa, bring three people. Velei Meluhu, and say to them the following. Chama Tava Chazoi. Tell them, I had a good dream. This is an amazing Yisod HaMosai. This is the power of positive thinking. Right? So what do? You come along and you say, I had a good dream. You don't know what the dream is? Doesn't matter. It's a good dream. I had a good dream. V'leimur lehanach. And they should respond to you. Tavo! Good. It should be good. V'tavo lehavi. It should be good in the future. Rachmana l'shavye l'tav. God should make everything good for you. Shema zimnin ligzra alecha min shemaya. You should have sevenfold blessing from above. Delehavi tavi. V'yehavi tava. V'leimru gimol afuchos gimol paduyos u'shlosha shlomos. And they should go out and they should say to you, Three psukim that speak about hafuchos, literally means turning over, right? So three psukim that speak about changing negative things into good things, three psukim that speak about redemption, and three psukim that speak about shalom, speak about peace. Shalosh hafuchos, what are the three psukim that speak about the changing of state? Number one, hafachta misvedi l'macholi, pitachta sakiva tazrani simcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've taken my mourning, you've made it into rejoicing. Next, as tismach besula b'mchol u'bichurim u'zekinim yachta v'afachti avelim l'sosom. So you're talking about the geula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the morning of the destruction and make it into joyous celebration. And number three, v'lo ova shemelkecha l'shmoa al Bilam v'yafoch. God wouldn't listen to Bilam, right? The prophet, and he turned Bilam's curse into a biracha. Shalosh peduyos d'chsiv pedei b'shalom nafshim karvli. Upiduye Hashem Yeshuvon, Vayomra Ha'am El Shol Vayomra Ha'am El Shol Hayonasan Yomos Asher Asa Yoshua. So three examples. So Pidei B'Shalom Nafshi, right? Redeem my soul.
those who are redeemed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return, and this is where the people redeemed Yonasan from Shaul. Remember, this was the episode with the war against Amalek, where Shaul made a decree that no one's supposed to eat anything until the battle was finished. Yonasan did not hear about the decree. He ate some honey, and Shaul was ready to kill his own son. Meanwhile, it was Yonasan who was responsible for beginning the war, he was one of the most valiant soldiers. So the people said to Shaul, "Are you crazy? You're going to kill the hero of the battle?" So they redeemed Yonasan from Shaul. Shalosh Shlomos, they should say three psukim of Shalom. Dichsev, Borei Nifs Vasayim, Shalom, Shalom, L'racha Oku L'karov, Amar Hashem Rapposiv, V'ruach Lovsha, Esam Asai, V'amartem, Kol L'chai Batem, Shalom Ubeischa Shalom. Okay, so I'll say the idea over here is you come in front of this group of three, you make the declarative statement, the dream was good, they say, it is good, it should be good, and give you these nine psukim, each which deal with shalom, redemption, and ultimately changing of state. So the Gemara says, Amei Rav Marzusha Rav Ashi, Havi Yossi Bahadi Adadi. Amei Rav Marzusha Rav Ashi were sitting together. Amri kol chad v'chad minan leimu milsa delo shmi alei lechavrei. So let's all teach one thing to each other that we have never heard before. Meaning, let's all bring up a teaching that one of us knows that the other two don't. Basa chad neva amar. So one of them began by saying, Hai man dechazi chama v'loyoda mai chaza. If a person had a dream and they don't know what they saw, leikum kame kohani be'idna deparsi adayu. Now, let's say you want an interpretation of that dream. So how do you get your dreams interpreted? Well, you should get up at the time that the Kohanim are duchening. Bosa, you're going to see the Makar for this Yiratzon, that's what you say. So a person should get up at the time when the Kohanim are duchening. The Leim Ruhakin, the person should say this, Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Ani Shecha, V'Chalom Osai Shecha, I am yours and my dreams are yours. Chalom Chalanti V'Eni Yodea Mahi, I dreamt a dream and I don't know what it is. Whether I have dreamt it myself or others have dreamed it about me, or I have had dreams about others. If the dreams are good, then strengthen them. Like Yosef's dreams. And if as a result of this dream, the dream foreshadows that someone needs a refuah, then heal them. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu made the bitter waters of Mara sweet, you make the bitter waters sweet of life. You make the bitter waters of life sweet as well. And just like Miriam, who was healed from her saras, and just like King Chizkiyah was healed from his sickness. And the same way that Elisha made the waters of Yericho sweet, and just like you were able to go ahead and change the curse of Bilam into a blessing, Kain hafuch kol chalamasai alai litova. Change all of my dreams onto me for good. Umesayim bahadi kahani da'ani tzibura amein. And what you should do is, all of this should be said, interestingly enough, while the Kohanim are reciting their bracha, and you should go ahead and try to time it that you finish your recitation as the Kohanim finish their bracha, so that way what? The amen of the tzibur should be on the Kohanic bracha as well as on my yiratzom. The I lo lemahachi. But if for some reason you're faster than the Kohanim and you're going to finish this yiratzom before they finish their bracha, then what? You should add in another pasuk. Adir bamorom shochin bigvura ata shalom ushmecha shalom yiratzom lefanecha shetasim aleinu shalom. Okay, so Rabosa, you should know again, halacha l'maisa, this is where this concept comes from. Now we do this a little bit differently. The reason why the Kohanim sing in between each of the psukim of the Birkas Kohanim is to allow for the recitation of this Yiratzon. There's no singing as part of this. Actually, we're unique. We have Kohanim who are very melodious, Baruch Hashem, but the truth is, throughout the ages, Kohanim have not been known for their ability to carry a tune. That's the Levium. That's the Levium's job. So why do the Kohanim... I love our Kohanim. Kohanim are great, I'm saying. Kohanim are wonderful. But why are we doing the ayayayis? It's dafka for this reason. To allow for the recitation of the Yiratzon. Pasach idach va'amar. Hai man da'ayu lamasa v'dachol me'ein abishon. If a person comes into a city and is worried about ayin hara, worried about Ayhar from the resident. So what should you do? Linkot zakva diyadei diyamine biyada dismalei. Vizakva diyada dismalei biyada diyamine. So a person should take their right thumb and put it in their left hand. Take their left thumb and put it in their right hand. Velei mahaki. And a person should say the following. Zach, you could do this. Try that. Good. Good. So he says, Lemach, you should say this. Ana ploni bar ploni. Mizar diyosef kasina. I, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. From the offspring of Yosef, to lo shalta be'in abisha. And Ayin Hara has no control over me. Shana emar ben poras Yosef, ben poras ale ayin. Al tekri ale ayin, ela ole ayin. So ale ayin means the one who everybody looks at. Don't read it as ale ayin, rather what? Ole ayin. Those who rise above the eye. Which means that for the offspring of Yosef, Ayin Hara has no control over them. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina says there's another proof that the offspring of Yosef, Ayin Hara, has no control over them, because the Pasuk says, V'yidgu larov bekeref haaretz. They will multiply like fish in the midst of the land. Ma dogim shebayam mayi mechasin alein ve'ein Ayin Hara sholetes bohem. Just like when it comes to fish, so because fish are in the depths of the sea, so the Ayin Hara has no control over them. Ah zaro shel Yosef ein Ayin Ra sholetes bohem. So to the offspring of Yosef, the Ayin Ra has no control over them. And if a person is concerned about giving an ayin hara to others, so what should you do? Lechze atarfa dinechire dismale. You should point towards the wall of your left nostril. Okay. Pasach idach va'amar. Hai man decholish yoma kama lo ligle. When a person gets sick, they should not reveal their sickness on the first day that they're sick. In order that it shouldn't become worse. So what's interestingly enough, apparently what the Gemara is saying is, on the first day that a person's sick, it's almost like an al tiftach pelas safan idea. First day that you're sick, don't start sending out emails telling people to say tehillim for you. Right? Because again, first, let's see what happens. Mikan ve'ilich, if a person is still sick after the first day, ligle, then a person should reveal it. Like Rava, when Rava got sick, yoma kama lo migle. First day he was sick, he wouldn't say anything. Mikan ve'ilich, then he would say to his attendant, Puk, go out, achriz, and announce, Rava Chalosh, Rava sick. Man dirachim lili boile rachame. So whoever cares about me will daven for me. Uman disanili, lechtili. And anyone who hates me will rejoice about the fact that I'm sick and says, Rava, that's okay also. Why? Uksiv bin fal oivecha atismach. Because the Pasuk says, when your enemy falls, don't rejoice. Ubikishlo ayagel, when he stumbles, don't celebrate. Al yagel libcha. Penyira Hashem berabein, because God will see this. God doesn't like this. The Heshiv me alav apo, and God will vent His fury on you. Or in other words, you know what happens when you rejoice when your enemy stumbles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the stumbling of your enemy and places it upon you. So Rava says, okay, if my enemy is going to rejoice, the truth is, it's only going to work out good for me. All right, so we'll have to stop over here. All right, let's do one more line. He says that because he's good. Shmuel ki hava chazi chal mabisha. When Shmuel would see a bad dream, he would say, "Amr v'chalom as hashav yidaberu." Right, that dreams are worth nothing. Right, dreams are nothing. Quoting over here the pasuk from Zechariah. Zechariah. V'chalom as hashav yidaberu. So right, when you have a bad dream, dreams mean nothing. Ki hava chazi chal li tava. When he would have a good dream, what would he say? V'chi v'chalom as hashav yidaberu. Are dreams meaningless? But yeah, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and speaks to us in a dream. So Shmuel felt he was able to straddle the fence. When it was a bad dream, dreams mean nothing. When it's a good dream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us in a dream. All right, now we'll stop. Fine.
Same color of silver, Honda, or...